Time to get fat.
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
That's what I said.
Here is your host, Stretch.
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening? We are back. It is a new week. Time to get our Monday on. Weekends are not long enough. I have vacation coming up in August, and I am very excited about it. I'm just taking 2 days, but I'm doing it around a weekend, so I'll have a four-day weekend. And then I think right after I get back from my vacation, I will have the three-day weekend of, what are we at? It's Labor Day at the end of the summer. I'm going to have to tell you, as much as I'm a fat man and I sweat when it's cold outside, I'm really grateful for this mild summer we've had so far. Knock on wood, I know this week it's supposed to heat up a lot, but God, last week in Los Angeles, it was freaking beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful. The weather, it was warm, but it wasn't too bad. And, you know, for July, I will take that every freaking time. So, good stuff there. Good news, we got from the last podcast on Friday till today without any more people dying that I'm aware of. I'm happy about that. It was a doozer of a week last week in that world. Talked to one of my buddies, and it was just... And here's a good way to look at things. It can, as bad as everything is, it can always, always get worse. It can always get worse. I have the fan on, so you're probably hearing a little roar in the background. But it can always get worse at any point. And my friend, it's my best friend who lives in Florida, who is unable to work now because he's recovering from stroke that's been over a year now, like 2 years or so. He's been... just trying to get back. He has to go to physical therapy every day, and he's fighting to get his life back to learn to walk, talk, and do everything. He's got a wonderful girlfriend who's looking out for him right now, but he is a mess. And I check in on him all the time, and I love him dearly. And I know, like I said, it's my best friend. He's into the fake wrestling like I was into. He and I went to Ozfest together, and we both loved Ozzy, and I was like, this had to be a bad week for him. And I was like, hey, just checking on you, man. It's a crazy week out there. We're getting old. And for him, he said, yeah. And he has had a pet cat for the last however many years, and he had to put his cat down. He's like, yeah, I had to put my cat down on Friday on top of all of that. And then he also was going to the anniversary of the death this week of both of his parents. So he had his mother pass, and then a number of years later, within a week of the same date, his father had also passed. And just, it's, you know, and that's, he's totally alone now. There's no family. It's just him. And he's going through what he's going through completely alone, outside of having his girlfriend. And, you know, he's got his friends, and I check out on him as much as I can, and I love that I'm able to be in contact with his girlfriend. Like, she'll let me know. In fact, not that long ago, something happened. He ended up having to go get, like, gallbladder surgery, and she let me know. So, because I freak out when I don't hear from him. Remember, I lost another dear friend who was in that same situation, was recovering from a stroke, and after 6 or 7 years had another stroke that ended up being fatal, and we lost him. So... whenever I reach out to him, if I don't hear back immediately, I get freaked out. So I'll talk to the girlfriend. And that's a blessing right there. What else happened this weekend? I got a little walking in. I got to hang out with the ice dog. So let's talk about dogs here for a second. So my in-laws have... probably next to Sarge, I'm not kidding, probably the greatest German Shepherd I've ever seen outside of Sarge. Sarge's the greatest. And then Inti is the one that my wife and I went and adopted and brought to them because they were getting worried about break-ins in their area. We got this big-ass boy German Shepherd who's scary-looking, but man, is he just a great dog. And well, when the fire happened and my wife went over there and she took our German Shepherd, Nova... I can say this, all of our female dogs, because our female pug was like this too. Well, they're bitches. They really are. They're nasty little bees. And they're also way more ferocious than the males. at protecting, and that's instinctive to all species. I believe women are way more vigilant protectors than men are, but the men do way more damage when they actually go to protect. And when I first got ICE, he was very chill, and then Nova would go after something, and then ICE would join in. It's like a pack mentality. He's like, oh, she's the leader of the pack. She's going. I'm going. And then he would turn it up to 10 when she was at about 5. Well, she's done the same thing over at my in-law's house. And what's weird about Inti, he's so smart. That dog loves me. He loves me. And I'm the one that found him. My wife and I went to look for dogs. And I'm not kidding. We were walking through the rows of cages over at the East Valley Animal Shelter in Van Nuys. And I walked by his cage, and he stood up on his hind legs. And there's, on the cages there, there's like a little square hole that you could put your hand in and open it. You know, if it wasn't locked, you could put your hand in and open the cage. And I don't know why that's there, but it's a little square hole that my whole arm can go in. And I'm not kidding. I was standing there calling my wife, and I was like, hey, come check out this one. And Inti got up on his hind legs and was tapping me on the shoulder and then put his head down for me to pet him. Like, he stopped me and was not letting me go. And then he ends up, we adopt him, and he's the best dog ever. So what's happened now at my in-laws is the neighbors had a dog that was a yappy little dog, and Nova would bark at it, and then Inti would go batshit crazy and bang against the fence, and he knocked a hole through the fence. Well, they fixed the fence, and then he continues to do it, and he's like trying to get through to kill this dog that's barking at his friend, he thinks. And he's never done that stuff before. Well, my mother-in-law ordered what is like a wireless fence type deal, shock collar for a dog. And she asked me if I would put it in. And I'm like, sure, I'll come over and set up. So I go over this morning and I set it up and I get it all dialed in. And then I, it's so sad. I put the collar on him. And I know he's really, really, really smart. So I do not set it to shock. I only set it to vibrate. So it vibrates. I did not set it to shock. And I said, let's leave it on vibrate. He's really smart. He's going to pick this up fast. And hopefully we won't ever have to shock him. Because I don't want to shock him. I'll shock Ice because Ice is a knucklehead. But Inti's just way smarter than Ice and way better behaved. So I put the collar on him, and then I say, come on, and I lure him out to the edge of where the perimeter is so that he gets zapped. But it's just a shock. And he looks at me, and he runs back to the house. And I'm like, okay. And then I get him to do it a few times, and I'm showing my in-laws how to turn it on and off and do all this stuff, and I'm showing them how it works. So I get him to go out there, and I zap him probably 2 or 3 times. He figured that out so fast and was so butthurt. He came in and laid down and then wouldn't come out of the house. He literally laid at the door of the house, and he had the collar on, and I'm like, come on. And he wouldn't do it. And then I was like, and he loves me. He will come to me and jump on me and love me. That dog seriously thinks I'm the rescuer of him, even though he's lived with my in-laws since the day we got him. And I took him. And I was like petting him, and I'm like, I'm sorry. And he got up and went into another room and crawled under a desk. And then I had to do something on the computer in that room with my father-in-law. And I went in there with my father-in-law, and he never came out. And he just sat there looking up at me with the saddest puppy dog eyes I have ever seen. And it was like, Stretch, how could you? How could you do that to me? I thought we were friends. It was so sad. I felt so bad. And I'm like, oh, Inti, they told me to do it. I'm sorry, buddy. But man, he was not happy with me. He is literally butthurt that I did that to him. And I, like I said, I didn't do it. It wasn't my plan. But I'm the one that he knows I'm the one that set it up. And I'm the one that got him zapped like 4 times. Oh, boy. In workout world, here's a nice little study. If I encourage you to get off your big old keister and get out and get your body moving. So weekly exercise can reduce the risk of death by 31%. 31%, and they say it's not like, hey, you're some super athlete. It's amount of steps. So in that number, that magic number, what is the magic number that can really lower it? They say people that take at least 7,000 steps a day, or an average of 7,000 steps a day, are looking at a greatly reduced risk of death. And that's really good news. Really, really good news. So if you get out there and you're, you know, trying to work out, just walking. Just walk. Pick it up. Try the, remember we talk about the intermittent walking where you walk fast, walk slow, walk fast, walk slow, walk far, whatever it is, whatever works for you, whatever you enjoy, you'll stick to something if you like it. I like, what's weird is my wife would be like, oh, you're going for a walk, I'm going to go with you. And I'm like, F in my head. I'm like, oh, F. You know why? I want to put my earbuds in. I want to listen to music. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm going to walk. I'm going to listen to Ozzy, and I'm going to have a good walk. That's what I'm going to do. Or listen to some music that I find motivational. That's what I like to do. But when I'm walking with somebody else, and then they're like, blah, 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 blah. Like, we're not walking fast enough because you're talking. You're talking, I'm walking. And that's how you know, by the way, when you're hitting a good pace. When you're getting to the point where you can't carry on a conversation, that's when you got a really good pace going at that point. So know that. But ideally, I walk alone. Yeah, with nobody else, like George Thorogood. You know, when I walk alone, I prefer to be by myself. what do we got? Fitness wearables are the thing. We know about that. Cognitive benefits of high-intensity interval training. We know about that. If you work out, you probably won't go Joe Biden as soon. You know, if it's. And by the way, that's a lot of that's hereditary, and you're going to get it. I think I'm already getting it. We never know. My mom's parents did not live long enough to really know. My grandmother had a heart attack at like 70, and my grandfather died when he was 57. So I'm very cognizant of that. I dyed my hair this weekend. I did that too. Got a little dye in there. Got rid of the gray. And then you know what I'm going to do? I didn't have time this weekend. I ended up not doing it because I was busy at my in-laws all day. I was going to do it today. But I am going to buzz it. So it's not as noticeable. Right now it's real noticeable because it needs to be cut. But then when I cut it, it'll be back to gray in 2 or 3 weeks because I cut it so short. I'm a number 3 clipper on the side. Bzz, buzz it down. And then I buzz the top sometimes too. I'm old. I don't have much hair. It's kind of sad. I don't have much hair anymore. And let's get into my other stories. Where are they? Oh, no. I got to close this. I got windows doing weird things. Here is the miracle drug that keeps on giving. No. It is not semaglutides. It is ivermectin. Remember, ivermectin is what all of what some people called conspiracy theorist nut jobs were taken during COVID. And it would stomp COVID in the ass. If people got COVID, they could take ivermectin and get right over it. It wasn't like a preventative. It wasn't a vaccine. But it was really efficient at fighting it. Well, now they're finding out ivermectin can cut malaria by 26% in a trial. And call me nutjob, I see the videos, I see all the people talking about it online, and that doesn't mean it's true, but there are a ton of stories out there of people who take ivermectin and survive cancer. I'm not telling you if you got cancer to shine your doctor and go get your, and remember, the knock on that is it's a horse medication. It's a horse dewormer. But it's got so many uses, and now we're seeing that it also 26% more effective at cutting malaria. This is really good. That is really, really good. And more good news, if you are an anti-sugar person like me, still none. Knock on wood, mofos. I am still not having sugar and still doing really well on keto. This is, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's the easiest it's been for me, and I've done keto a number of times. I'm just in a comfort zone right now, and I'm eating bread every day. That, I think, is a big deal. I'll eat one, sometimes two, either slices of bread. I have keto bread, low carb, which a low carb bread is like 18 grams of carbs in a slice. That's, it can fit within my window, but we can have that. But this is stevia. Stevia, they're finding, has anti-cancer potential. Now, most of the time when you hear about freaking fake sugars, it's causing cancer. This time, stevia, they say, if you ferment stevia with a banana leaf-derived probiotic, it turns it into a powerful cancer-fighting agent that kills, this is crazy, pancreatic cancer cells while sparing healthy ones. That's pancreatic cancer, unless you catch it insanely early, is a death sentence for most people. I have family members and dear friends who have succumbed to pancreatic cancer, and most of them rather quickly. It is crazy. So in this new study over in Japan, they fermented stevia with a banana leaf derived probiotic, and it has turned into an insane cancer fighting agent that kills pancreatic cancer cells while sparing healthy cells. And they say the secret to this lies in a metabolite called CAME, C-A-M-E, produced through microbial transformation when you ferment it and combine those two, which is insane. So it's not just a zero-calorie sugar substitute. It can now be combined with something else. They say it doesn't harm. What happens when you, in a lot of like things that you ingest, medications and stuff, it torches your kidneys, works them. So this doesn't harm anything else. It's not bad for you like a lot of other stuff like chemotherapy. Many people who die from cancer die from the treatment of cancer, not necessarily the cancer. Now you could say, well, then why do the treatment? Because if you don't do the treatment, you're most surely gonna die. But it's really cool. So here we've got two alternatives, and I have to tell you, anyone in my family comes with the cancer, it's do everything you can do. You know, do what the doctor says, but at the same time, be like, hey, let's try this. If it's not working, let's try this. Let's try to do something else. I got to CVS, and finally, this happened in May, and between my doctor and CVS, my doctor wrote a prescription for me in May. It is now the last 2 days, 3 days of July. I got a prescription filled for Ozempic, by the way, which I've been on for years. I haven't been out because I've been doing exactly what my doctor told me not to do. Because I had remember I overdosed on it like a dumbass and really got sick. God, I should have known. I'm still mad at myself for doing that. Like all my time in rehab, I know your body gets better in 30 days. I'd been off it for 3 months. I decided I wasn't going to take it anymore. Then my diabetes got really out of whack. So I tried to jump back on and I'll grab it. Gave myself my regular dose and damn near killed myself. That was bad news. So I went to my doctor. He's like, let's way lower the dose back down. Let's start over. We'll slowly ramp it back up. And I haven't been able to get the low dose since May because my insurance has been, well, you have a regular dose. Which one? And then CVS is like, we can't give you two kinds of, I'm like, I don't want two kinds of freaking Ozempic. I just want the low dose. Get the other one off my thing. And it was funny, as I was sitting there, they told me to type something in, and they, we'll send you a text message on this. And they go, did you get the message? And I'm like, no, what number did you send it to? And it was my wife's cell phone number. I'm like, I don't know how she bogarted my account, but she gets all my email, and I'm really pissed about it because it's medical information, and you guys are violating HIPAA every time you do it. Dumbasses. God, I really don't like CVS. And they're convenient because there's so many of them, but the lines are long, and it's... And they won't work with you. I miss so much my mom and pop. I know their names. Their names were Gordon and Shirley. They owned the pharmacy right by my house in the Palisades. I could walk there. But the best part is they closed at 5. I was never home by 5, and I would call and say, hey, I need this medication. Will you bring it? And they'd be like, sure, we'll drop it off tonight after we close. Like, they were just cool. You could go in there and say, hey, I haven't got my prescription yet. And they're like, all right. And they'll give you like a week's worth and then subtract it from the next time you get that, the refill comes in. Oh, God, they were wonderful, wonderful people. Now, granted, I wasn't getting anything crazy like pain pills or Xanax or anything. I was just blood pressure medicine, but they were so awesome. I loved them. They were great. That mom and pop business, I miss so much with my pharmacy. They were awesome, awesome. And now I got CVS because I don't know of any boutique pharmacies in Downey, and that's where I moved everything to. And I don't, everything over here in Santa Monica's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I had a cool one going on in Santa Monica this weekend. I bitch and complain about how busy it is outside the apartment. We're on a busy intersection. Well, it's a four-way stop right outside our living room, dining room window. And today, Saturday, the cops were sitting out there and just nail it. They would pull up, park, within 30 seconds, pull someone over for running the stop sign. They don't even slow down. And then they would come back and they were just boop, 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 just nonstop, just popping them, popping them, popping them. I'm like, yes, love that. I stop. I it's a pet peeve of mine from when I was on patrol at the university, when I would go out and I would drive and you would be behind a car, they would see, and we could write tickets. We were authorized to write tickets to anyone on that campus. We had full jurisdiction on that campus. And people would like be right behind you, and I could even have my lights on behind them and they would run a stop sign right in front of me. And then I'd pull them over and be like, you realize I was behind you, right? And you just ran that stop sign at 25 miles an hour? Here's a ticket for you. Idiot. And I'm not kidding. I could have wrote stop sign tickets for, and we worked 10-hour shifts, for 10 hours straight every single night at any stop sign on that campus, because no one ever stops at stop signs. And when you're talking about a college campus, you're talking about people live there, there's tons of pedestrian traffic, and no one stops for stop signs. It was crazy. Employees, students, food delivery, no one stops for stop signs. It's insane. Price more people don't. And we had a lot of people get ran over. And then they would say, go out there and write some tickets. Yeah, jackholes. All right. I think I'm about to get out of here is what I think it is. I think I went late. Works for me. I'm going to turn it off now. Come back on Friday with a bonus pod. Hope I have a good, mellow week. I hope you do too. I am really trying to just be chill. Going to be hotter this week, so take it easy if you're in LA, and if you're in other parts of the country, it's balls-ass hot. I know Tampa got the hottest temperature ever recorded, 100 degrees. It doesn't get 100 in Tampa, and that's 100 and sticky, icky, icky. You do not want to be there. So count your blessings if you've got some good weather, and I will talk to you guys Friday. So till then, see ya.